You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Food Friday regular Lori Skelton ran into some artichokes at a recent farmer's market and set herself an ingredient challenge. So she's been experimenting with artichokes over the last couple of weeks.
And we want to hear from you. How do you like to cook with artichokes? How do you like to eat them? What's your favorite dish with artichokes in it? And what questions do you have about cooking with artichokes? Maybe if you've never done it before but want to give it a try. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton is a food lover and a cooking enthusiast here at WPR, and she's a Food Friday regular. She joins us in studio now. Lori, welcome back.
Hello. Good to be here.
So tell us, how did you start to get interested in artichokes?
They show up on a restaurant menu, and I will occasionally order the dish. I've had the pick the leaves off, dip them in butter or vinaigrette, and scrape them against your teeth. Never was that fond of them in a restaurant, and I've never cooked with them because they really weren't that good in a restaurant. And then walked past Jones Valley Market table at the farmer's market here in Madison. They had the most they looked like big emeralds, the most beautiful green small artichokes, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get over my fear of cooking with these things. Sadly, by the time I got back to the market to start working with the artichokes, the season was over. Because Wisconsin can get so hot in the summer, it's very difficult to grow artichokes here. They grow in California almost exclusively in this country. And then certainly in Mediterranean climates, you need something while there's heat in the day, temperature drops at night in order for an artichoke to properly set.
So we can still find them in the grocery stores, probably
Absolutely.
Imports from out of state. Let's start with the basics there. You know, looking at this thing, I remember the first time I encountered an artichoke that someone, a friend's family had cooked. I thought, okay, what do I eat?
What do I do?
What do I do with this here?
If it's been properly prepared, most of the hard, what we call leaves, they are actually part of a flower. Artichokes are a thistle that has not yet bloomed. So what we call the leaves are technically called the bracts, B-R-A-C-T-S, of an artichoke. If it's been properly prepared, the toughest outer leaves have been snapped off and trimmed so that the immature, prickly leaves inside, what we call the choke, have been removed. Then you will have tender leaves and a nutty, creamy heart. Somebody has referred to this as the caviar of the artichoke plant, is that heart right at the bottom. It's not a great deal of food, but I did find out that when it's well prepared, it is worth it. You take the leaves off one at a time, and as we noted at the top of the program, It sounds a little funny to explain, but once you do it, it makes perfect sense. Hold it so that the meat of the artichoke is against your bottom teeth. You close your top teeth on it very gently and then pull. And that will scrape off. Usually it's only the bottom third.
Right, it's not a lot of food, but it's,
right,
what's there is delicious.
Absolutely. If you find that you pull off a leaf and it still feels tough, that probably means it hasn't been cooked enough. A lot of people will boil or steam them. I actually found that roasting artichokes will preserve a lot of the flavor. And then, of course, a lot of people will roast an artichoke by stuffing lovely things between the leaves or the bracts, whether it's herby breadcrumbs, which is how they do it a lot in France. In Italy, they love putting variations of pork products in it, prosciutto or sausage. Mm. I know in Mediterranean countries, they also use spiced lamb. And again, pull off the leaf. You've got some of that stuffing on the leaf. Put it against your teeth and pull. And then you've got the combination of the lovely artichoke as well as the stuffing.
So just to recap, so you can eat what's on the underside of the leaves.
Right.
And then you can strip all that away and eat the interior, the heart of the artichoke.
The heart of the artichoke. It's usually only a couple of bites, but it has a very different flavor. It's more nutty. The leaves of the artichoke have a wonderful bitterness to them. And you get to the heart, though, and there it gets a little bit sweeter, a little bit creamier again. And so you've got two completely different taste sensations in one little vegetable.
Yeah. And you mentioned oven roasting. Give us the basics. How would we oven roast an artichoke?
That's so easy. You cut them in half rather than pulling off all of the leaves on the outside. Oh. So you can keep a few more of the leaves on that way. Once you cut them in half, then it's very easy to strip out the prickly purple leaves on the inside. Strip out the choke, douse them with olive oil, maybe a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of salt. Throw them in the oven for about 350, 375 until they're nice and soft and pliable.
Mm, that sounds yummy. I've never tried that before.
I think they do hang on to more of the artichoke flavor. They probably take a little longer than steaming or boiling
sure.
would, but I really think it's worth it.
We're talking with Food Friday regular and cooking enthusiast Lori Skelton right now. We're talking today about the artichoke. Maybe you were intimidated like Lori once was at this sort of thistle, I guess it is, we're finding
Absolutely.
Out. But it's a tasty thistle, and it's worth eating. We're finding out how. And we'll take our first caller now, Glenn in Heartland. Glenn, hi.
Hi. I grew up eating artichokes from a little kid in Italian families, so I have
of
a few
course.
Recipes that we use. Basically, the ones that you mentioned where you steam them or boil them, and then you just eat the leaves, and then when the leaves are done, we trim those off and then eat the heart. So using olive oil and spices in the olive oil.
What kind of spices flavor. Do you like in your olive oil?
We usually put some oregano in.
Yes.
And then salt and pepper.
Okay. Have you ever tried working with thyme or chervil?
No.
Okay. I worked with thyme a lot when I was cooking. Didn't have a chance to try the chervil, so I'm hoping somebody knows what that's like. I'm told that's an amazing combination.
Chervil?
Chervil.
It's like C-H, right?
C-H-E-R-V-I-L.
I thought it was chervil, but it's chervil.
And chervil
I just learned everything here. This is great.
I could be pronouncing it wrong, but...
I'm probably wrong.
And what is it?
C-H.
No, what
it's
is it?
Herb,
oh, it's
right?
an herb. It's a green
an herb.
Herb.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a liqueur, and then I thought, that's an unusual
choice. That works,
choice.
Too.
Yeah.
Actually, you can make a great liqueur from artichokes and a few other things. It's called Cinar. Mm. That's Italian. And I had to buy it for one recipe and ended up making some really wonderful aperitifs with it.
Glenn, thanks a lot for the call. And Glenn mentioned some spice options. Some people, we already mentioned, just dip in butter. What other kind of things have you encountered people using as either, you know, a glaze or a marinade to cook it in or a dip?
Dips, aside from butter, light vinaigrettes, maybe some Dijon. If you really want to get decadent, make your own mayonnaise or aioli. A lot of garlic in your creamier dressing. I didn't go so far as to try the ubiquitous Wisconsin ranch dressing, but I suppose that wouldn't be bad.
Nothing does not go with ranch dressing. Well, Lori, I want to dig into your recipes. Let's talk about the artichoke dip first, because this is the greatest hit of the artichoke, I think. I love it. Tell us what one is in yours.
Before you do, Lori, we measure the success of dishes by how quickly they disappear here at WPR. I think this might be a record. This is a big crock pot full of dip or a container full of dip.
I made a double batch, and it was gone in 15 minutes.
And this is different than your usual artichoke dip.
Well, a little bit different. Going online, I mean, I've had hot artichoke dip before. Yeah, it's pretty tasty. How could it not be tasty? Most of what you'll see online, including from the likes of Paula Deen and Rachel Ray, is take a can of artichokes in water, add a cup of mayonnaise, a cup of Parmesan cheese, maybe some garlic, throw it in the oven for half an hour. How could it not be good? I figured if I'm going up against the likes of the Food Network, I have to up my game here. So I came up with something that you can make the day before. It'll still be cooked slightly, so all you have to do is throw it in the microwave for 5 minutes. So it makes a great thing to bring for a at-work potluck. And what mine has, in addition to Gruyere cheese instead of Parmesan, is ricotta instead of mayonnaise. That makes it a little bit lighter. I had a lot of people tell me they liked that this had a lighter texture than most artichoke dips they've had. There's also a little bit of fresh green pepper, a little bit of seeded tomato, green onions, and then salt, pepper, lemon juice, plenty of thyme. Several people suggested that it needed a little bit of heat, so you can put cayenne or paprika or Aleppo pepper in it. One person suggested, for anyone who doesn't need to have it vegetarian, throw in some bacon. And yes, that would be so good, even though I didn't do that this time.
We've got this recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. Can you talk us through how it all comes together, Lori?
You do need to get some of the vegetables cooked because, again, you're not going to have that half an hour in the oven. So I saute cloves of garlic with green pepper, the tomato, the artichokes, not so that they're brown, just so that they're cooked through and that you've gotten some of the liquid of the tomatoes and the artichokes cooked off. And then you just mix it up with the green onions and the cheese and however you want to spice it. If you're serving it right away, serve it right away. Or if you're not, let it rest for 10 minutes, then cover it, throw it in the refrigerator, and pull it out when you're ready.
Would this be good cool as well as warm? You microwaved it, I think. You heated it up a little for us here.
I suppose it would be good cool. We didn't have a chance to find out. I mean, this really
so
went
further
quick.
Experimentation is necessary, is what
Are you saying I should bring it in during
that
the pledge drive?
That is what I'm
saying, yes. All right, I will do that.
It would have been served hotter, but I didn't let you put it back in the microwave because I wanted to start eating it right away. I'll admit to this now. We're talking to Food Friday regular Lori Skelton about cooking with artichokes.
And we're taking your calls on this. What do you love to make with artichokes? What's your favorite thing about cooking with them? And do you have questions about how to use them? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We've got that artichoke dip recipe there on the Central Time Facebook page. Your calls, more artichoke advice coming up after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation now about artichokes with Food Friday regular Lori Skelton.
And we're taking your calls. What's your favorite artichoke recipe? How do you like to serve, use artichokes in the kitchen? What's the best dish you've ever had? And do you have a question about how to cook with artichokes? Call 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page and find Lori's recipe for artichoke dip there. It was real good.
And we go to our callers. Now we've got Cheryl joining us in Hanover. Cheryl, hi.
Hi, how are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to. What are you doing with your artichokes?
Oh, everything I can. Artichokes are the best food in the world.
Ooh.
And I learned that from my students from España.
Ah, yes.
And they taught me how to make paella with artichokes.
Yes.
And I mean, we had artichokes in everything, and I even learned how to say it in Spanish, which is pronounced something like alcachofa.
Yes, that's very similar to I guess the original North Africans who cultivated it. That's almost exactly how they would say it.
Exactly, with the th, because
yes,
they're from Spain. And I learned to cook with those, and my two sons, who are grown men now, just love them. We cook them by boiling them and dipping them in butter and garlic, and we try them with olive oil. And I love them with rosemary. And we try them with everything. I use the hearts. I buy them raw. I get them from the CSA if I can.
Well, you're an artichoke aficionado. She's done it all.
Oh, yeah.
So Spanish cooking, Lori, is that something that you investigated, that sort of version of artichokes?
One of the dishes that I didn't bring in but thought was so good, this is going to be a little bit Moorish, but braising chicken thighs with a combination of artichokes, green olives, and chickpeas. This would have been braised in a broth that had turmeric in it and lemon, some red pepper, cumin, coriander, and cinnamon. And I think that could go either way on the Iberian Peninsula.
Right.
It was amazingly good, and the leftovers were incredible. That's
excellent.
A great one to bring in to work the next
day. Cheryl. Thank you for bringing that up and sharing your artichoke enthusiasm
there. A lot of enthusiasm. We'll go next to Joe in Wausau. Joe, hi.
Hi. I have a recipe for you guys.
Yes.
Go for it, Joe.
So what I do is normally I'll steam the artichokes, but first, after cleaning them and all that, I'll stuff them with breadcrumbs, salt, pepper, and we put pork sausage in there.
Yep.
And then after we cook them for a while, we also do a dipping sauce, which is garlic, mayo, and capers. And it's really good. It goes really good with the kind of the breading and the. Oh yeah, we also do Parmesan cheese in the breading stuffing that we put in the artichokes.
So you're combining the best of French and Italian in your stuffing. And then you're making an aioli that has even more salt to it. That would be amazing.
Sounds great, Joe. So stuffing artichokes, we hadn't gotten to that yet. Is that a common... Well, you'd mentioned, kind of putting stuff in amongst the leaves. Same basic concept, yeah.
And what Joe is doing here, he's just combining a lot of lovely things. Obviously, you have to be very, very patient when you're stuffing. I find it interesting that he says he actually steams them after they've been stuffed. That's not something I would have tried. Every stuffed artichoke recipe I came across says you should put them in the oven. So if you're steaming them, Joe, that's really fascinating.
We're talking to Lori Skelton, a Food Friday regular. Our topic today, artichokes. A lot of enthusiasm amongst you on the artichoke, it turns out. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Recipe for artichoke dip on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go next to Travis, joining us in Appleton. Travis, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
My favorite dip to make is very, very salty lemon butter. That really works great. And then I'll take the heart and I chop it up into little pieces with my spoon. And I put the chunks all in that bath of butter and lemon and salt, and I just eat it right out of the rest of the dipping sauce. It's amazing. The question I'm calling with is actually, one time my uncle made baby artichokes, and they were small, like, you know, tennis ball size. Do you know where you can get those? Have you seen those anywhere in Wisconsin available?
That's what got my interest piqued, is that's what I saw at the farmer's market. The tricky thing is, unless you set out to cultivate them, they are kind of difficult to find as baby artichokes. By the time they get to Wisconsin, they're pretty hardy. If you know of somebody who has them, make friends with them and see if they'll give them to you early. Or if you happen to have some contact with the Madison Farmers Market, find out when Jones Valley from Spring Green is going to be coming in with their artichokes next year. You're right, they're difficult to find, but boy, when you get them, you've got even more of those tender, tender leaves to play with. And a baby artichoke would also be really, really good to saute with a little olive oil and white wine, and then throw in a splash of cream at the end and toss it with your pasta. Oh. I made that for myself last night with the last of my artichokes, and oh boy, was that good.
That sounds delicious. Another one you've got to bring in, I think.
No, this is one that has to be done a la minute, and I don't think we've got a big enough kitchen. There would be a stampede, and there'd be nothing left of me.
True.
Travis, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Willie on the line, also in Appleton. Willie, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to mention a couple of years ago I was in Milwaukee and had artichoke heart pizza made with feta cheese. It was the best non-traditional pizza I've ever had.
That does sound good. There is a traditional pizza in Italy that they call the Four Seasons Pizza. You have artichokes for spring, olives for summer, mushrooms for autumn, prosciutto for winter. So it sounds like you got the Greek side of that pizza by throwing in some feta cheese. But yeah, that's artichokes. That's a good place to use the jarred artichokes that are marinated in oil. That's usually a problem when you're cooking, but if you're going to use them on pizza, go ahead and use the ones that are marinated in oil.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that call, Willie. And we're going to go next to Chris in Wales. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I'm a professional chef, and I learned to love artichokes when I worked in New York City, both in a French restaurant and an Italian restaurant. The French restaurant preparation was called barigoule, which is a Provençal dish of artichokes braised with onions, garlic, and carrots.
I heard about it. I didn't try it. Good for you.
Okay, and then the Italian restaurant simply fried them in a deep fat fryer, served them with shaved Parmesan and a little bit of garlic mayonnaise.
Let me just ask you, Chris, so you say you deep fried them, just the hearts?
No, we like to work with the baby artichokes.
So you did the whole thing?
They're more tender, and they're easier to work with and easier to prepare.
It's how they do it in Rome.
Yes.
Interesting. Deep fat frying. I was trying to think of a way to batter fry these, but with the tough part you don't eat, you'd be wasting a lot of batter.
Tempura artichokes.
Because then all the bars can have it.
Tempura. This is Wisconsin. You beer batter them. I might actually have to, if I can get baby artichokes next year, I'll try beer battering them and see what happens.
We're going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Real quick, Laura, you also did an artichoke pesto.
This was something that you blended up in the food processor with pistachios and a little bit of olive oil and parsley. It's not as runny as a traditional pesto, but this makes amazing stuffing for chicken or fish. It makes an amazing twice-baked potato.
Is this something we could do with jarred artichokes, since you say the fresh stuff?
Absolutely. You can get jarred artichokes with olive oil, not always the greatest to cook with. If you get the ones in water, this would be perfectly fine to use the ones in water. If you can find them, there is such a thing as cocktail artichokes in water. That's just the heart and the very tenderest leaves. Those are actually going to be a slightly stronger flavor.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for coming on and talking artichokes today.
My pleasure.
It was Lori Skelton, a cooking enthusiast, artichoke enthusiast here at WPR and a Food Friday regular. She was with us to talk about cooking, and you can find some of these recipes for artichokes over on the Central Time Facebook page, including the artichoke dip.